It's true thou justly mayst complain on thy unfaithful perjured swain, but yet at first I did design to marry you in little time. I found you beautiful and fair, delightful with a pleasing air, endowed with all the charms of love, and I believed you'd constant prove. My father told me o'er and o'er of one who riches had great store. He said if I did not agree to court that lass, he'd own not me. I went as he did give command, although you had my heart and hand. The God above do know it's true, I always meant to marry you. Our parents straightways did agree, and said that I must married be. To her they lately wished me to, then I replied, what shall I do? My father said, to church now go, £1,000 this has I know. For her you courted just before, she has not half so much in store. I answered, yea, she has my heart, beside me vowed never to part. Therefore, dear father, do not make me break this vow which I did take. He said, if I 1,000 took, I should no more upon her look. But straight he made me for to go to church and wed I know not who. Although I have a rich young wife, I have no comfort of my life, for she that had my heart before will keep the same forevermore. I do implore the God above to look upon my injured love, who justly does complain on me, and help her in her misery. Then young men all a warning take, ne'er break those vows in love you make. If she you love does prove but kind, be not like me to change your mind. Since I have proved thus untrue, I bid unto the world adieu. For I no comfort now can have, then death come send me to my grave.